From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Amy Dickinson, and Tom Baudette. And here again is your host at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, it's just a step to the left. Carl does the rhyme warp again in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, this week ESPN backed out of a documentary they were going to make with PBS about concussions in the NFL. They're not saying why they backed out, but ESPN says it has nothing to do with their multi-billion dollar contract with whom?
With the NFL.
Yes, indeed.
Either that or they just forgot.
It's possible.
Because they've been hit on the head one too many times.
It's not clear what the NFL did to pressure ESPN, but ESPN executives were seen this week with huge sacks with dollar signs on them. ESPN says that they'll continue looking into concussions on their own, or as they keep calling them now, brain cuddles. They'll be making their own documentary about concussions in partnership with the NFL called Concussions. What concussions? ESPN defends itself. It says it maintains complete journalistic independence, has never been pressured to change their coverage, though you have to wonder about their previous specials. Lance Armstrong, born with goat hormones in his blood. And Alex Rodriguez, hey, look over there. PBS employees, they were astonished that ESPN would back out of the partnership just for money, saying, you guys get money for putting stuff on TV? It should have fit better. In the average three-hour NFL game, have you heard this? There's only 11 minutes of action. That's about the same for 3 hours of PBS.
I think they should stick Susie Orman on.
Yeah, that's it.
On him.
Yes, we have journalistic integrity, PBS, and here to explain it is Susie Orman. Amy, you probably know that Hong Kong has some of the worst pollution in the world, but city tourism officials have come up with a solution. What?
Oh, tourism is something they give to tourists to wear.
No.
It's not a Hello Kitty face mask, then.
It's like pre-photoshopping your travel album.
A respirator and a studio where you can stand in front of a green screen.
I'll give it to you. You stand in front of a picture of the Hong Kong skyline.
Aww.
Because it's what everybody does, right? If you've been to Hong Kong, you stand in front of the famous skyline. But the problem is that the smog is so bad that nobody has seen the skyline since 1997, right? So they put up backdrops of what the city probably looks like behind all that stuff, and the tourists can use it to take their pictures.
That's sad. That's like when I went to the White House and I got my picture taken with Barack Obama, the cutout, you mm-hmm. know, the guy. And just like, no one was fooled.
No.
No.
How long did it take you to realize that it was just a cutout, Amy?
Well, I know. We went out briefly. We said some things.
A lot shallower than you thought he was.
Yeah, really. So two-dimensional, really.
Tom, according to a new survey, 32 is the age humans officially turn into what?
Thirty-two is the age we turn into actual adults.
No.
No?
It's something that most people don't want to be.
Average.
No. It's like, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. No!
Oh, officially develop who they are.
Just like
their parents.
Just like their parents. It turns out it happens at age 32.
32?
32.
Well, what year was that? Let me think. Oh, my God, it did!
You probably swear this will never happen to you. We all did, but according to a highly scientific study from the British website netmums.com.
Oh. Their research department
is
massive.
You start saying to your kids the ridiculous things your parents used to say to you, like, because I said so, and I'll turn this car around, and Don't ask why the FBI is after us. Just put on this wig and remember, your name is Sally now. You become your parents when you have children, right?
Right.
Because there's this moment where all of a sudden you don't know how to deal with your child and you don't have any other models except for what was done to you. So you find yourself doing the same things that had no effect on you to your children. It has no effect on them, but it's all you know.
You mean like losing them at the state fair like that?
Just like that.
As I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good